Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. And one of our real insightful guests that is actually doing something here in the Philadelphia area on the front lines recently spoke to this citizens crime group, I guess the best way to put it. And he's here with us to lay out some of the things that he said. The headline was, "Enough of this nonsense, restoring respect for rule of law with prosecution that serves law-abiding citizens and victims, not criminals." Remarks by U.S. Attorney William M. McSwain at the Citizens Crime Commission of the Greater Delaware Valley's quarterly meeting. This has been greatly underreported, I think. And the stuff that McSwain talks about in here is just exactly logical. And also, it makes me proud to know that there's somebody here in this area with the clout and the ability to deal with what should be the obvious. Bill McSwain is back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much. And again, I'm reading this when I see it in the script versus hearing you say it. It just flows carefully and logically, doesn't overstate, but doesn't pull away from what we see in front of us, which is the continuing debacle of Larry Krasner.
Right. And one of the points that I'm making, and I've made this point in the past, although things are getting worse, which is why I'm continuing to sound the alarm, is that everything Krasner is doing is driven by, in my opinion, a radical political ideology. It's not based on facts. It's not based on evidence. It's not based on a concern for public safety. And so I took a deep dive into the Mamiya case, which you mentioned, and was trying to figure out, what is it that he's actually doing? What is the end game here? And I believe that the end game is he wants to see Mumia released. And the reason I concluded that is because every time he has a chance to defend the conviction for the murder that Mumia committed, for killing Daniel Faulkner, he takes a dive. Mm-hmm. He takes a dive in the courts. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to set it up where Mumia will be awarded a new trial, and then he'll just throw his hands up in the air and say, well, how can I retry this guy when it's 40 years later? I can't do that. Practically speaking, that's too difficult. It was too long ago for those facts to be put on trial now in 2019, and this guy has been in prison long enough. And after he says that, then there's no way to keep him in prison, and he'll walk out. And I wanted to be clear about that, to put that stake in the ground and make people aware of what I think Krasner is trying to do here, because right now he's sort of trying to do it in secret.
Absolutely. So, and the judge, is it the judge where, because it's hard with Mumia, as you said, you had to take a deep dive. You mentioned, for example, I think he'll have five bites at the apple of this outside the system type of review. When it's a case like this, he'll be up to his fifth. The judge that's involved in a lot of this, though, is a judge who has been involved in another infamous Krasner case, right?
Yes. And the point I was making is that you only get so many bites at the apple under the Pennsylvania law and the federal law. And Mumia keeps getting more and more bites at the apple that he's really not entitled to. There's a post-conviction relief act where you can get a bite of the apple even after your direct appeals have been exhausted, which happened a long time ago in Mumia's case. But he keeps getting more and more bites at the apple, and Krasner is encouraging this. He's certainly not standing up and saying, hey, these things have already been litigated, or hey, there's already been four post-conviction relief mm-hmm. act challenges to this. So why does he get number five? Krasner's not interested in putting up barriers to the release of Mumia. He's actually trying to encourage the release of Mumia. And this is part and parcel with his radical political ideology of decarceration. He wants to both let everybody out of prison and not put anybody else into prison. And people in his party, at least on the fringes of his party, who move in the same circles that he moves in, are actually in favor of prison abolition, getting rid of prisons mm-hmm. altogether, which is a crazy idea. But if you look at what is also happening in violent crime in Philadelphia, it's all part of the same theme, this decarceration theme. I talked earlier this week about the case of Francisco Ortiz, who had his bail cut in half. Krasner's office agreed to cut his bail in half on gun charges, which allowed him to get out and shoot the 11-month-old who was shot a couple weeks ago in Philadelphia, and then also supplied one of the weapons that were used to attack the 2-year-old Nicolette Rivera's family and to kill Nicolette. So we're seeing the results of Krasner's policies, and how bad can it get before people say enough? I mean, even it's really disturbing, you know, if you open up the Inquirer this morning and you see a cartoon by the celebrated cartoonist Signe Wilkinson. She has a cartoon in this morning's Inquirer with a picture of St. Peter at the pearly gates looking at a bunch of children with bullet holes in them, and it says, "Are you kids from the Mexico car ambush or from Philadelphia?" You know, what kind of commentary is that on the state of our state?
Right, and we are easily, you are the point man, connecting the dots and trying to do something about it. We see this all the time. There's stuff, I'll be talking on a TV show today, Bill, about gun violence in the city. Kenny saying he's going to do something about it. And the architect of some of this, in the case that you mentioned, where the kids were shot, is sitting right there in the DA's office. And yet almost the total punditry in town, the political circles, they don't want to say anything. Here's a simple one, too. If you want to keep jobs in Philadelphia and businesses in Philadelphia, you spoke to this citizens group. He's only charged 268 people for retail theft this year, down from 1,900 5 years ago.
Right.
I mean, what chance do you have if you have a business, and what are you supposed to do?
Right. I've spoken to business owners and shop owners and entrepreneurs all over the city, and they all say the same thing. They're just getting killed by retail theft. And that's an outgrowth, a direct outgrowth of one of Krasner's written policies, which he documented in a memo that he issued soon after he became district attorney, where he said he wasn't going to prosecute any retail theft under $500, which is an open invitation for shop owners in the city to be stolen blind. And it's exactly what's happening. So you don't have just problems with homicides and shootings and the tragedies that are happening, children getting shot in Philadelphia. You also have problems on the low end where you have these thefts, retail thefts, and quality of life crimes that are completely going unchecked in the city.
And that makes some people then turn to their own protection devices because they don't have faith in law enforcement. They either move or sometimes they resort to going after this thing, and that results in more violence.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing that I find disturbing, well, to your point about what the mayor is saying about the violence problem in the city, is the mayor and others who support Krasner want to talk about everything except the one thing that will make a difference. Because the one thing that we all know will make a difference is vigorous enforcement mm-hmm. of the criminal laws, deterrence to the people who are out there pulling the trigger in these cases. If they know that they are going to face stiff punishment instead of being embraced by Uncle Larry, then they're not going to engage in this behavior. And also, incapacitation, incarceration. People like Francisco Ortiz need to be in jail so they're not out there shooting 11-month-olds. So they talk about everything around the edges except the one thing that they should be talking about. And another point about Krasner's ideology, I don't know if you heard about this, Dom, but you know, he hired a whole batch of young law school graduates who hadn't passed the bar yet. So they're not really assistant district attorneys yet. And normally you have to pass the bar before you're before you're hired at a district attorney's office. But he hired a whole slew of people, about 60 people, because of course he had fired most of the experienced prosecutors in the office, or they had voluntarily left. He hired a whole batch of these people. They've been sitting in the office waiting for their bar exam results. Well, they just came out, and about a third of them flunked the bar. About a third of his class of 60 or so ADAs flunked the bar. He hired them because they all share his ideology. And he's not hiding that fact. He's out there trying to hire young ideological people that share his views. Well, you know, it's all very nice if you have these particular views or you fall into some sort of, you know, diversity category, but how about passing the bar exam?
Doesn't that matter? That would be a start. Yeah, exactly right. I wanted to talk with you, too, and I know you are buttoned up on this, and I respect that tremendously. You're not saying anything here that's wild about Krasner, but we saw Krasner's team and then a lot of outside money elect a guy who, I don't know, in Delaware County that I would say the new DA completely espouses boldly what Krasner said when he ran in Philadelphia and what he's done. But there is that kind of seeping, I think, into the suburbs. My point that I say is Larry Krasner will not be contained in the city. If you're in the suburbs, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're anywhere, this type of stuff morphs. And sometimes the people that get away with stuff in Philadelphia commit crimes in other places. What's your take on what we're seeing happening in Delaware County?
Well, that's absolutely true. It's an excellent point that it's not like you can just build a fence around Philadelphia. What happens in Philadelphia in the criminal justice system absolutely can bleed out into the collar counties. And oftentimes you have folks who are committing crimes in Philadelphia also committing them in the counties. That it's not like they are just completely going to observe geographical lines. But when it comes to the election results and it comes to the election of Jack Stolzheimer in Delaware County and Deb Ryan in Chester County, my home county, I will work with anybody, and the U.S. Attorney's Office will work with anybody, red, blue, or somewhere in between, as long as they're committed to public safety. That is what a prosecutor is supposed to be committed to, and not pushing a radical political ideology where we've seen disastrous results in Philadelphia, and I don't think the suburbs want to go down that path.
Hopefully they don't. Thanks for this. Is there any place where people, our listeners, can read this? I mean, we'll post it, I guess, Dan, but where would they find what you said at the Citizens Crime Commission? Because I want them to see, Bill, how careful this is that you develop the case of what Krasner is doing. And it's shocking to people. And I try to tell people all the time, stop telling me you're shocked about anything with Mumia Abu-Jamal or Krasner. This is underway. It would be the capstone for his career, I think, up until now, to get Mumia out of jail. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. It's just, will the public be known in advance where even he might have a second thought about it? Where can they find what you wrote here and what you said?
Well, I thought it was an important enough speech that I did publish it, put it in writing, and it's on our website. So if people just Google U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District of Pennsylvania, our website will come up, and there's a news tab. If they click on the news tab, it has all of the press releases from my office. Whenever we do a press release on a case, a press release on a statement I make, a press release on a speech, it is a press release. And I'd also appreciate if you post it yourself, like you said.
Absolutely.
It would be great if people would read it, and they can judge for themselves. And I hope that people will think that it is factual, it is based on the court filings, it is based on evidence, it is based on what I think is really happening, and it's not based on any ideology.
Absolutely. No, we will do that, Bill. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on, as always. I will see you in December, if not before then. Thank you for coming on today.
Terrific. Thanks, Dom. Take care.
All right. There's Bill McSwain.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.